إمام زين دين أينم يهودي مبيم صابن بشابس. This is about different halachas about bringing letters. We'll get, as we progress, we'll get a bigger clarity in these halachas. Sifalef, sheleach odom igeres biyadeini yehudi. A person is permitted to send a letter with a goy. Vafilu be'erev Shabbos im chasheicha. Afilu, it's erev Shabbos before the shkiyim. Vuhu shekotat loidomim. And he told him he's paying him a certain amount. But he shouldn't tell him that he's going, that he should go in Shabbos. Well, we don't know reasons for these halachas, but al kaponim it says he's allowed to send a letter with a goy to bring it to someplace else right before Shabbos. He's paying him for his services. But you shouldn't tell him that he should go on Shabbos. So that means that he tells him, I'm paying you to deliver this letter. You go whenever you want to go. So then, this is muta. That is, if he was chaytis leidomim, he made up a price. He's paying him for his services. V'im leikotatz, but if he was not chaytis leidomim, he didn't make up. He's paying him X amount for his services. So now it depends. Eloi kviye beidoya, perish ish yodua, shekol sov eilov yuval, vuhum ishalche lami sheshaluach eilov. That means he's sending it to a city. And Bizman Chazal, the city was as follows. It wasn't so sophisticated. Some cities had a postman who you gave him over the letters, and he delivered it to the people in the city. That was some cities. Some cities, the postmaster came there once a while. He wasn't kavua. So that means, we'll see the reasons in the Mishnah Berurah. But if he's not kavua, so that means as follows. This guy is going to come to the city, and let's see, he'll come before Shabbos, and this postmaster is not here. So since this postmaster is not here, and he's a shliach from this person, he has to deliver it. So he's going to start walking around in the city looking for the postmaster, and that's no good. We'll see why on the Mishnah Berurah. So if he's not kavua, so that means he can come to the city, and it could very possibly be he won't find the postmaster there. So then you're not allowed to send a letter with a goy. Again, he wasn't kaitis domim. He didn't make up a price he's going to pay for the services. So if there is not a kavua dike postmaster there, so then he's not allowed to send this letter afilu from Sunday. But if the postmaster is there, that means this person will come to the city. He knows he can deliver it to this postmaster. He gives it to him, and his shlichus is over with. Then he's allowed to send it erev Shabbos, the letter. Vuhu sheyehei shuhus biyoim kidei sheyuchal lehagia lebayis hasomuch lechoimel. but he can send it to with a goy Erev Shabbos if there is enough time that he can reach the city before Shabbos. So let's work backwards now. We'll say the halachas we just learned, but we'll go backwards. If I want to send a letter with a goy, and in the city that I'm sending it to, there's a, when he'll come to that city, there's a postmaster that is there that will accept the letter. So now, I'm sending it Erev Shabbos 12 o'clock. Shabbos is 6 o'clock. It takes 5.5 hours to get to that city. So I'm allowed to send it with this guy Shabbos 12 o'clock. There's enough time for the goy to come to the city before Shabbos. He'll enter the city before Shabbos. And he'll be able to give it over to the postmaster in Shalom al Yisrael. So mitad my shlichus, the shlichus is done and over with as soon as he comes to the city. Takes 5.5 hours to come to the city. He comes there, there's a postmaster there that he can give it to him. So theoretically, mitad my shlichus, no hilul Shabbos has to be done. If the guy decides he's going to go and then waste his time, that's irrelevant. But mitad my shlichus, I made him a shlichus to deliver a letter. Mitad my shlichus, no hilul Shabbos has to be done. Now, going backwards. The second case, if there's no kavur d'kei postmaster there, that means it can come. He can come there. He'll come there at 5:30. Where's the postmaster? Who knows? Maybe he'll come today. Maybe he'll come tomorrow. And so now this, I mean, he's a shliach of mine. So this guy in Shabbos is going to look around for the postmaster. There's no postmaster there. She's going to start looking for him and searching for him. And we'll see in the Mishaburim, and he has a letter. He has a letter with him. He's a shliach from Yankel. Yankel gave him a letter. In the letter, we'll see, was written in Yiddish. You can tell, we'll see, it was written in Yiddish. You can tell, and he's a shliach of Yankel. People see a guy walking in the city, 8 o'clock, it's Shabbos already, he's walking in the city, he's looking at, with a letter from Yankel. They see it's in Yiddish letters, we'll see. And it would seem, so they'll be choshed that Yankel made him a shliach to send a letter on Shabbos. Because they see he has Yankel's letter, he's walking in Shabbos, there's a shad, there's a marisai, and he's walking around with Yankel's letter. With some Yankel, it looks like Yankel made him a shliach to bring this letter on Shabbos. That's why this is awesome. And we'll see a Moshe Kiddush. If the letter was not written in Yiddish, so this problem is not Negeya. Because who's gonna know that it's Yankel sent the letter? But if it's written in Yiddish, it seems the letter is Bizman Chazal, Bizman the Mishnah, if he says a letter with Yiddish letters on it, it seems, so there'll be a Maris Ayin will think that Yankel sent him, because he's going to come in the city, and it's possible that he won't find the postmaster, he's not Kavua, and he's going to walk around in the city with Yankel's letter. There's a Chashash, there's a Maris Ayin, people think Yankel sent him the letter. Now, this is going backwards, but in the third case, because, let's just say one more Nikudim, because Lamai said they're not in Gamson wrong. Yankel sent him to bring the letter. So they'll think, that's true, Yankel sent him to bring the letter. So they won't realize he's walking around now because he can't find the postmaster. Yankel sent him to bring the letter, and they see he's going around with Yankel's letter, so they'll be hushing that Yankel sent him to send the letter on Shabbos. In the first case, where it was Kotzatz, I'm giving you money to do this. Then he's not considered, he's Yankel's Ashliya. I'm giving you money, You do it whenever you want. I'm paying you. It's you. When you, I'm paying you for the delivery of the letter. Just look, he's not called a shliach of Yankel. And a mele, so Apilu, he can leave if he wants to leave before the shli is also good. He's not considered a shli. The minute he's getting paid, he's doing it not out the shlich. He's doing it for the money. For the, he has a job to do. He has a delivery job. So and he'll do the delivery whenever he wants. Yankel doesn't tell him when to do it. The minute it's chotzat, we do not attribute his actions to Yankel. We say that he's doing it on his own accord. So whatever he does, Yankel is out of the picture. Yeah. We'll talk about it. You're still worried about the maritime. Very good. It's a good cash. It's a good cash. Yeah. But now let's see the mishnah. Well, postage. Well, in fact, postage is called katzas, but we'll end up by the end of the sieve, which will come more or less to today's letters. But the bile, let's just try to figure out the first sieve in the mahaba. Now. Igeres. Now, Sheleach Odom Igeres. Let's again now say the Loshon of the Mechaba. Sheleach Odom Igeres V'yad Ein Yehudi. So it says here, three Alochis. If it's Kotat, he's allowed to do it Erev Shabbos. Right before Shabbos. If it's Loi Kotat, so then... Then we hear that the third halacha was that if the Beit Doya Kavua, as long as there's time to get there, so we can send it as long as there's enough time to reach the city. Now, the first halacha and the last halacha is not halacha with a letter. It's with anything. That means I forget about letters. I want to send a package. I want to send a basket of tomatoes. Finished. So it's also the same thing. It's kotzat, if I'm paying him money, right before Shabbos, I gave him money, you deliver it. I'm not telling you to deliver it on Shabbos. You deliver it and then I'm paying you whenever you want. He wants to deliver it on Shabbos. That's his day thing. That's mutter. So let's talk about a basket of tomatoes. The first din, what? Yeah, Deja. I told him, I didn't tell him Shabbos. I didn't tell him anything about Shabbos. He's doing it on Shabbos on his own accord. So Memele is on the first case. I was kotzat. I gave him money to deliver a basket of tomatoes. So the din is, if it's kotzat and he left before Shabbos, no problem. The third case, if there's time to deliver the tomatoes, like Kotzat, there's time to deliver the tomatoes, you can get there before Shabbos, Tosmuta. So why is the Mechaber speaking about a letter? That means the halacha, the Tanoim, we said that by Kotzat, we can leave right before Shabbos. And by loy kotzat, if there's a Beit Doya kavua, as long as there's time to reach there before Shabbos is mutar. So this halacha applies by tomatoes also. Why is he talking about an igeres? So the Mishnah Berurah can say because there's a second halacha. The second halacha, which there's time to get there, but there's not a Beit Doya kavua, this halacha is only applicable by a letter. So he's talking about a letter because of the second halacha. We have three halachas. So he's talking about a letter because of the second halacha. The first halacha and the third halacha is the same by a basket of tomatoes also. That's now I'll see the Mishnah Berurah. Yeah, postman, yeah. A postmaster, yeah. He got us, who are then b'chol melachos? Lav davke by an igeres. Kshenoisin loy, if he gives it to the guy. Ve'ein shus legom reikoidem Shabbos. And he gave it to the guy, and there's no time to do this before Shabbos. Ve'inon davke sheyiktev loy domim ba'ad melachtoim. If I'm giving him something, And there's no time it should be done before Shabbos. So it is only mutter if I give him, there's a certain amount of money I'm going to pay him for his services. The oath, if I'm paying him money for the services, I go into a cleaner's erev Shabbos. I want my suit to get clean. I'm going to pay him for it. I'm not telling him it has to be done by Shabbos. That's also. But I'm giving him my suit to clean, and he's getting paid for it. When it's going to be done, that's his decision. He wants to do it Shabbos, he'll do it Shabbos. He wants to do it Sunday, he'll do it Sunday. That means he's getting paid for the service. There's no commitment when it should be done, and the service is being done for himself, not for me. The minute he's getting paid, so we can say this, whatever is being done, he's doing for himself. He's doing for himself when he's getting paid. So this halacha that we said, I can send a letter, and if I give him a certain amount of money. I give him a certain amount of money. So the halacha is that I gave it to him before Shabbos, it's mutter. It has nothing to do with any geras. Everything is like this. Because if he's getting paid for it, he's doing it. This is being done for himself. He's getting money for a job to be completed. He does the job on his own accord when he wants to do the job. The malachi is done not for me, it's done for himself. He's not called, it's doing it for me. So this first halacha, why are you talking about a letter? The second halacha, the Eloi Kotat, he did not give him money for the services. And there's no postmaster kavua in the city, also kidamatsi. Vatam, what is the reason for this halacha? We have to have patience, we have to see a little further. Avoshad kalim v'chafetim, all other things. Oy mois, or money. Im sheleach biyad eini Yehudi be'erev Shabbos. So then, hadin k'may b'chol malachis. It's like all malachis. Olachach afilu im loikatat. If I give a goy, I didn't say a price. I said he should do it for me. I'm not giving him a price. I'm not paying him for the service. He's doing it for me. But if there is time, I'm giving him something to do. If there's time that this can be done before Shabbos, ani etnafshi yitalvi. What he does is irrelevant. I gave him something to do for me, and there's enough time to do it for Shabbos. Before Shabbos, so then this is mutam. Lekach afilu im loikotat, im yeshu husba yoim lagil amokim, nishin nishtalayach. There's enough time. I'm sending him. He should deliver for me. It's loikotat. He should deliver something. And there's enough time to get there. Mutam. We're not afraid if theoretically he can reach the city before Shabbos, it's mutter. Na guten Tag. But the whole reason he spoke about a letter is unique. If you give it over to a postmaster, the postmaster is not kavua, he's not always there. So mamela, then that's why. So we started off with a letter because of the second halacha. Now we'll go back to the first halacha. In kotzaris, he gave him, he's paying him for his services. He has a job to do. I'm paying him for a service. You should deliver a letter for me or anything. If he gave it to him, Imcha Sheikha. What does Imcha Sheikha mean? Hainu ba'oi sha'ashemesh zareyach. The sun is still shining before the shkia. I gave him something and he has a job to do. V'gam tzorech sheyetei ha'eni Yehudi mipesach beisei shal Yisrael koydam ha'ashabes. The goy has to leave the yid house before the shkia. That means I made up with him, I have a job, he has to deliver something. When? It's up to you. It's up to you when you want to deliver it. But, so I have to give this to the goy before Shabbos. He has to walk out of my house before Shabbos. If he walks out of my house in Shabbos, it's bitter. Because then it looks like I sent him in Shabbos, and then it's no good. If he walks out before Shabbos and he's doing it for himself, it's mutter. But he shouldn't tell him to deliver it in Shabbos. I'm giving you a job to deliver it. Deliver it whenever you want. V'meini Yehudi Omar me'at Moshe Yelech b'Shabbos. Now, I went over to this guy, and I told this guy, listen, I have a letter for you to deliver. You can deliver it whenever you want. And the guy says, okay, Rabbi, I'm telling you, I'll deliver it in Shabbos. The guy tells me that. No problem. But as long as I didn't tell him to deliver it in Shabbos, so whatever he's doing is irrelevant. He's doing it a bite to the Namshe. He wants to deliver it in Shabbos. He told me he's going to deliver it in Shabbos. So he told me. There's no problem that I know about it. As long as he's not doing it for me, he's doing it for himself. It's irrelevant. The Yid didn't tell him to do it on Shabbos. He's delivering it on Shabbos. He got paid. He has a job. And he wants to do the job on Shabbos. No problem. But you shouldn't tell him you should go on Shabbos. He shouldn't tell him, he should make sure, he won't tell him, it's Shabbos, he won't say anything about Shabbos, but make sure it gets there Sunday. And the only way he can get there Sunday, if he's going on Shabbos. So if I tell him, make sure you get there Sunday, be him shaynik, uchi yoytzibada, vi yodua, shi yavshuloi li yeshom am ken yelech b'Shabbos, vi zehavi ki lo'om aloi leich b'Shabbos. This is equivalent as if he said, go on Shabbos. I mean, the only way he can get there Sunday is if he traveled on Shabbos. So I'm telling him to take it on Shabbos. And that is also. So now one thing we can speak about now, there's a big machlokes ha'poskim to send an express letter Erev Shabbos. Because an express letter, Erev Shabbos, is saying, I want it to be delivered on Shabbos. So that's a Taishan express letter. The Pashtis is, it should be also. There are Mekilim, Letzoyrech, Godel, B'mokim, Hefzit. There's a whole bunch of Stodim to be Mekil. We won't go into now to the Stodim, Lahokel. There are Mekilim, Letzoyrech, Godel. But it's not Poshit. It's not too Poshit. On Kapronim, so if one can avoid to send an express letter, Erev Shabbos, that means the only way it will get to its destination on the time that he's requesting is that he has to go on Shabbos. Pashtus, this is also, unless Letzoyrech Godel, there are Mekilim. And that, and the Mekilim of that is this halacha which we learn now. See, we're talking about it. He paid him, and he's doing it for the job, but I told him, make sure she get there on Shabbos, on Sunday. So that is also. Then I don't say, I died to the Nav Shekhov, but they say, he's doing it for me. Now, but if it's like that, if he didn't, he's not paying him, he's my shliach. So if like via beidoya, hainu, she'enoi kabua tomid a beidoya boisei she'nishtalachon. The postmaster is not always there. Elo, oilech lefomim lemokimacher. Also, then it's also. The Shema lo yimtzenu heini Yehudi. Now I made this guy a shliach to bring the letter. Theoretically, I gave him the letter 12 o'clock Erev Shabbos. He can be in the city 5:30, Shabbos at 6 o'clock. Theoretically, he can get there before Shabbos. But he has to give this over to a postmaster. That's what he has to do. And the postmaster is not kavua. The postmaster is not kavua. The Shem lo yimtzenu ein Yehudi. So he's gonna come there. He's my shliach. I sent him there to give it. He has to give it to the postmaster. Maybe he won't find this postmaster, and they'll have to go in Shabbos to look around for the postmaster. Now, let me just say, before we say what he's going to say, let us just say one thing. The Tosfos Shabbos says, Amor v'kedash. The halacha is, if there's ample time to reach the city, so it's mutter. Before we go into this postmaster, he's going to look around for the postmaster. There's ample time to reach the city before Shabbos, it's mutter. That means I sent you to go to the city, there's ample time. Now, let's make this interesting. The Mechaber said, there's ample time, k'day she'yuchel l'gir l'bayis ha'stomuch l'choymo. There's ample time to go, you have a city, tremendous city, but he could enter the city before Shabbos. The first house, he can make it. He'll walk, he'll make it, he'll enter the city and be able to be by the first house before Shabbos. So then it's mutter. Now, if the Beidoya is kavua, it's mutter. Now, Khan Shoyala Ben, who says that the Beidoya lives by the first house? As long as he can enter. So it's the Zamurdik Halach over here. I don't know where the Beidoya is. But could be he does live by the first house. In Chazal or Meikel, I'm sending you and you can enter the city. And could be the Beidoya lives by the first house. So could be the shliach is a finish. That's all what Chazal said. If you make a shliach to do something, and it can be done before Shabbos, could be it could be done before Shabbos. Could be the Beidoya lives by the first house. Chazal did not say you have to find out where the Beidoya lives. As long as it could be that the Beidoya lives by the first house, I don't know, could be. So I mitzad my shlichus, there doesn't have to be any chilul Shabbos. Now, let's just go a little further. What if I know that the Beidoya lives in the last house? I know that. He's there, he's kavua, he lives in the last house. Then I won't have this year. Then there has to be ample time to go to the last house, because he's going to go to the Beidoya. I don't know what Roiv is. I mean, there's no standard thing. But as long as there's a possibility that Chazal said, I'm making him a shliach, and there's a possibility mitad the shlichus that it could be done before Shabbos, that's all altanelachi, that's all I have to worry about. I don't have to start becoming great, but maybe, maybe, as long as there's a problem, such a problem, maybe the Beidoya lives at the beginning of the city, that's all. There's a possibility the shlichus is finished. unless I know clearly that the Bedoya is on the other end of the town, then I'll have to take into consideration how long it takes from when you sent it to the end of the town. But as long as I don't know, I'm permitted to assume that that's all I have to do. I'm making mishlit, and it's possible that the shlichus will be finished before Shabbat. That's enough for an elohi to do. Now there's a moyadika kasha over here. There's a beit doya that's ainu kavua. Sometimes he's there, sometimes he's not there. Fine, but sometimes he's there. So why did he get boom all of a sudden? I just said before, if it's possible that the shlichus will be finished before Shabbos, it's mutter. So can shayel aben in the taste of Shabbos is moiradil. It's moiradil kekashe. So can shayel aben. So maybe the Beit Doya won't be there. But maybe he will be there. So that's why we're going to say there's a new reason why it's also. I made him a shliach. I should be afraid. Maybe the Beit Doya won't be there. No, you don't have to be afraid. Als the din shliach, I can assume, since sometimes the Beit Doya is there, I sent him this ample time for him to deliver it to the Beit Doya. And mitzad that, it would be mutter. So why did they ask if the Beit Doya maybe won't be there? So now he says, "Sheni kavu tami da Beit Doya by say yes in shtal of sham." Allahu lech lefamim lemakim achosa. Dishem alein tenei yudi vitach lelech acha b'sham. Ole kach ich mire kula hai. Now he's asking God, why you so mach mo all of a sudden? All of a sudden you got food, maybe he won't be there. V'chosh shulo zebin yoneinu. So now there's a new thing over here. The given shekstav yodoi shel Yisrael noisei. The letter that he was carrying, the letter was the Ksav Yodoy of the Yid. So he's walking around in the city with the Ksav Yad of the Yid. The Niker Maisa Yisrael, that means he's walking, the Yid now walking in Shlaim Lachan Shabbos. They're coming back from Shul and they see this going around somehow with this letter that is a Ksav Yad of a Yid there. That they'll see. Yoimru. So now there's a new thing. It's a marasayim. V'shabes nosam loy lohoyle. That means, now we were only machmel. If he's going because of me, that means I didn't give him any money. So he's going because of me. And now he's holding a letter that says my name on it. So we were choishish of a marasayim that people will say that I sent him to go in Shabbat. That means the chash was only Vaitake did send them. So memele, then we were choishish for a marasayim that people say that now he's going around, they'll say, Yoimru b'Shabbos nosam loy lohoyle. So now let's go back to Yosha. But if it was Kotar, she's not my shliach. That means Chazal only were machma if he's taka my shliach. Then Chazal were afraid that people will misinterpret the shlichus and they'll say the shlichus was to go on Shabbos because he's going on Shabbos. But the minute he's not my shliach, it's irrelevant. But Chazal weren't machma. The chumra of Chazal was only you made him a shliach. You have to be afraid. Maybe people will think you sent him in Shabbos. But if he's not my shliach, then I don't have to be afraid of anything. But people think they understand. He's not my shliach. They have the whole thing wrong. He's doing that on his own accord. He's not going today because of me. He's not my shliach. Then Chazal was magma. So yeah. Yain Rubi Shabbos Nosin Lele V'im Kain. So come down a moment to get cool. Im Nichtav Ha'igeres V'chsav Einem Yehudim. If the letter was written in Goyish, it wasn't written in Yiddish. Shalim ha'ayla ha'filu b'arim Shabbos v'loy kotzar. Then this whole halacha is not applicable. That means if they somehow things when a guy carried a letter, you could somehow see the letter, once, I don't know, or you could see the letter, the guy's carrying the letter, then they didn't have small envelopes. The guy, when they didn't put it in his breast pocket, the guy carried the letter, somehow it seems you could see the letter that the guy is carrying. If the letter is written, you see Yankel's name over there on the letter, So it's very scary. He's talking the shliach of Yankel, and people see him walking around the city in the middle of Shabbos. He's looking for the Beit Doya. So there, Chazal said, there's a marisayin that people will see. You made him a shliach, and so people will think that your shliach is included for him to go on Shabbos also, and they see you sent it because you can see on the letter. The minute it was written in Goyish, they won't see anything. They'll show them all your spirit. No problem whatsoever. So that means, again, there's two inyonim. There's one inyon that I have to make sure mitzad my shlichus, he should be able to get there before Shabbat. That, your beidoya kavua, nish beidoya kavua, it's possible he can finish his shlichus before Shabbos. Maybe the beidoya will be there. So I'll mitad my shlichus. The only criteria is make sure that he has enough time to get there, and it's possible the beidoya will be there, and that's it. And it's possible the beidoya is by the first house. And that's all Chazal Macha. I'm not mechuyim to think more, maybe. I'm not mechuyim. But if it's a Yiddish letter, and the could come out of Maris Ayin, then Chazal were, and it's in Abedoya Shane Kabua, they were Chayish for Amarasayim. For this, they were Chayish. They were Chayish for Amarasayim, and that's why they asked for this. This according to this first day in Shukhanah. Yeah. Bin Kain, in Nishta Vigeres, Bechsab, Einem Yehudim, Shari Lahailuch, Philibar of Shabbos of Lake Cotter, Kosher Ligiashami by Jim Labai Frishin, a summer for him, to my Shifan the Lobish Lair Shakalim, the Hafei to my day any Yehudi.